BBC News with Neil Nunes. Reports in the American media say the outgoing head of FIFA, Sepp Blatter, is being investigated by the FBI as part of a corruption inquiry into world football's governing body. The news emerged hours after Mr. Blatter announced that he was stepping down. From New York, Nick Bryant.
The U.S. authorities have refrained from public comment following Sepp Blatter's decision to step down, but privately law enforcement officials have made it clear that the outgoing FIFA president is the focus of their ongoing investigation. The New York Times and Washington Post are both reporting that investigators will attempt to seek the cooperation of those already indicted to build a case against Mr. Blatter. On the eve of his resignation, they'd also let it be known that they believed his right-hand man, Jerome Valka, was linked to a series of payments connected to the World Cup in South Africa that they suspect were bribes.
President Obama has signed into law a measure passed by the U.S. Senate to limit the government's collection of phone data as part of its surveillance operations. The National Security Agency will now have to get a warrant to access the phone records of American citizens. Officials in China say they haven't given up hope of finding survivors from a capsized cruise ship after a second night searching for anyone trapped inside its upturned hull. More than 400 people are still missing. The Eastern Star overturned within minutes, as Joe Floater reports from Beijing.
One survivor who was interviewed by the state media here said that he only had time to notice that the boat was listing, turned to his friend and said, "I think we're in trouble here," and all of a sudden the boat was on its side, the cabin was filling with water. He just had time to grab a life jacket and open the window, and the boat was gone. The captain is saying that a catastrophic weather event, something like a cyclone, descended on the Yangtze at that point. But the questions remain. How bad was it that it managed to turn over a 75-metre-long boat and in a river that is full of traffic, and nothing else happened to any other boat on that evening?
The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras travels to Brussels today for the latest talks aimed at ending his country's debt crisis. Greece's creditors from the European Commission, the European Central Bank and the IMF have drawn up a draft agreement. More details in this report from Chris Morris.
After months of acrimonious negotiations between Greece and its creditors, patience is wearing thin. And while this deal may not quite be a take-it-or-leave-it offer, there appears to be little room for manoeuvre. It's been put together by the institutions monitoring Greece's international bailout after talks with Chancellor Merkel and President Hollande, and it will now be given directly to Alexis Tsipras in Brussels. He's already said he's put forward new proposals of his own that would involve painful concessions, but the creditors want him to go even further.
World News from the BBC. The head of the European Parliament, Martin Schulz, says the Russian ambassador to the EU will be refused access to the institution. The move is in response to the publication by Moscow of a list of 89 European politicians and officials who have been barred from travelling to Russia. Mr. Schulz said Russian MPs would only be allowed in on a case-by-case basis. El Salvador has suffered its worst month for violent deaths since the country's civil war ended more than two decades ago. More than 630 homicides were recorded in May. Police said most involved rival gang members. Colombian military officials say landmines and heavy rains are hampering attempts to restore power supplies to the port city of Buenaventura more than 48 hours after an attack by FARC guerrillas. The bombing of the transmission tower caused a massive power failure and has practically halted activity at Colombia's main Pacific port. Indigenous rangers in northern Australia are leading the fight to stop the spread of a destructive walking fish. The climbing perch, which is endemic to parts of Southeast Asia, has been found on two of Australia's most northerly islands. It is feared it might be disrupting local ecosystems. From Sydney, Phil Mercer.
With sharp spines over its gills, the climbing perch can drag itself over dry land as it moves from one waterhole to another. It's these spikes that can choke predators, including seabirds, turtles and other fish. Academics are working with indigenous rangers to try to stop this aggressive invader infiltrating pristine wetlands in northern Australia. The walking fish has a specialised lung that enables it to live out of the water for up to 6 days. Should it reach the Australian mainland, experts say it could wreak huge environmental damage.
Phil Mercer, BBC World News.